Hello, this is Reggie Watts, and you're listening to the Jimmy Fro Show right now.
It's the Jimmy Fro Show.
Hey folks, on the show today, we're going to be featuring the live audio from our session with When Particles Collide. If you're digging it, make sure you reach out to them, tell them you heard it, and go to our Jimmy Fro Show channel at YouTube, and you'll see more Mind Rocket session videos. And coming soon, we're going to have our own dedicated channel called the Mind Rocket Sessions, as well as an Instagram presence and maybe a website as well. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, this is Sasha Alcott from When Particles Collide, and you are listening to our song, Lay My Body Down For You, on the Jimmy Fro Show, recorded live at Mind Rocket Studios.
This is comedian Shane Moss, and up next is a clip from my comedy album, My Big Break, available at iTunes. Also, it's free on Spotify. What percentage of people would you guys say are assholes? Just shout out a number. First number that comes to your mind.
70.
I was going to say 2-3%. You guys are tossing out some high numbers, haven't you? I heard 100. One person included themselves in that statistic. 92 was about the average. I suppose that makes tragedy easier to deal with. If that's your outlook on things. Read a headline in the newspaper. 800 people died in an earthquake in Haiti today. Most of them assholes. Oh. I was concerned for a minute there. Oh, 92%, you do the math. Oh, that's not so bad. I think deep down we all think everyone's just another human trying to do the best they can to get by in life. But why is it so much fun to think of everyone else as an asshole? Again, I think it's that negativity bias. See, the strength of a theory is in its ability to make predictions. And for that joke to work, at least one person has to shout out a high number. And that joke always works. Because I can always count on at least a few assholes that think everyone else is an asshole.
Hey, this is Chris from When Particles Collide. You're listening to The Jimmy Fro Show. Not only that, you're listening to Best Friends, recorded live at Mind Rocket Studios.
Hello, Earthlings. This is Album. Here is a song from the new album called Heavy Mellow. And thanks for listening to the Jimmy Fro Show.
Hello, this is Dan Deacon, and you're listening to The Jimmy Fro Show on the Internet.
We'll be right back. Maybe I could make a snack. We can laugh at Nickelback and grab a vinyl from the stack. So silly me, I thought that I could win you with those songs. But songs don't really you're just the kind I can't dislike. Pass your new life, pass the job. I've been living in hungry places, but even with that being said, I feel the best times are ahead.
Buckle up for a 1 minute flashback.
All right, Jimmy Martin, Jimmy Fro Show. We are at the Lemon Grove on June 21st, and I am sitting here with the Van Allen Belt. Let me go round table and just kind of say your name and what you guys do. Is that cool?
Scott Taylor. I'm like the video artist and sound engineer for the group.
I'm Tamara Kamen, and I am vocalist.
I'm Ben Ferris, and I'm the dancer.
Nice. What band doesn't need a dancer? So we preface this silliness with the new song, Songs, correct? Yes? Ben, I would like you to give me a dissertation about the song, Songs.
I find being a songwriter and hanging out with a lot of songwriters, songwriters tend to think that they can solve everything with their songs. There's a lot of delusion of grandeur with that particular craft, or probably just art in general. So I had a friend who wrote a song for a girlfriend who had broken up with him, and then like I heard, you know, it didn't work, and I was like, well, that never works. So I guess the idea is that. I guess my whole life I have tried to write, like, when I've written songs for particular people or just like an idea that, like, you know, like the sort of John Lennon, you know, God complex, I can bring world peace with music, the Bono kind of thing. I guess it's sort of a lash at that attitude. Where deep down I still kind of feel that there is a lot of power in a song, but this is, I guess, a fun cynical look at songwriting in and of itself.
The Jimmy Fro Show is a nonprofit production. Please go to jimmyfro.com to contact Jimmy and find links to buy music by the bands featured on the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Don't eat any more food in your room, Mother said.